Still Game is back, and in the studio with me, I have Ford and Sanjeev. Welcome. Nice to see you guys.
Lovely to be here.
You've been here many times, mate.
We have.
So a second home.
Yes, well, it is. And it's nice to get that dirty old smelly couch out, fellas.
It was good. Every time it just sits there waiting for you, you know what I mean? Sanjeev, I don't know if you've been in before, but it's
What dirty couch? Is there a story?
We gifted it to Radio Clyde, a dirty old smelly couch that we had back in 1999.
Oh.
And there was a competition, and Radio Clyde won it, stinky couch.
Oh, yep. I see.
And we still use it on a regular basis. We have many a good party night.
Yeah. So if I want to upcycle stuff
on this casting stinky couch.
I've got a rotten sideboard which is dated
take
badly.
Anything.
Like, okay, cool.
Anything right. We're desperate right now.
Behind Amber there, actually.
That would be perfect. There you go,
Amber's rich.
I'll take that,
cool.
Yeah.
Done. You move forward. How excited are you then coming back with the show?
Can't tell you.
Because last time we spoke...
No, I genuinely can't tell you.
I don't know. Last time we spoke, it was the live show that was going off, and since then, it's just, wow, mate.
Yeah, I mean...
It's incredible.
Well, we thought that was going to be it, and then Greg and I sort of were still full of writing beans. That's what it is, it's writing beans. No, we haven't held them out to other people.
Right.
We've got a big tin of writing beans that we found. And we still wanted to do stuff, and so we went, like, let's go up to the BBC and approach them and see if they want to... do a television series, and they did, and it was as easy as that.
And I was full of the Feeding the Waynes beans.
Aye.
Yeah, so I was quite happy when they decided to go back in the telly.
Hurry up and get us back in the telly,
basically
done.
Ford and Greg are the puppet masters, and, you know, they're chattels.
We've got all the others waiting on you, so come on, guys, get this together. But the live show, I remember I was telling some of the crew in here that you came in when we did the announcement of the live show, and I think you announced three dates. And I said to you and Greg at the time, what are you thinking? Maybe a five, you were saying, hopefully that would be great. What did we end up with?
A 21.
Incredible. And the live show's coming back as well. We'll get to that in a second. But firstly, the series back on TV tomorrow.
Tomorrow night at 9:30 on BBC One, and straight to network, which is different because we used to start on BBC Scotland.
That's right.
And then it would get repeated about 3 o'clock in the morning on BBC Two, 9 days later.
People interpreting for the deaf in the corner.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe pick up another 14 or 15 people. But now, you know, the BBC have been good enough to say, right, let's give it the... proper push, and so we'll see what happens. It's anybody's guess.
But we've also requested for the person to interpret for the deaf.
That would be great, because that's part of the show.
It's a lot of fun. It's just all the expressions and the... Aye,
the English don't understand what we're talking about anyway.
I just want to see how they're going to mime.
It's the only way they can get through it. Yeah. So what's the first episode going to be? Because I'm guessing there's a lot of pressure as well for this to be, because there's so much expectation. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
No, it's a good thing, because that's what keeps you on the ball when you're writing it. You know, you're passing over it the whole time, trying to get the gags exactly right. The first episode's called Gadgets, and there's a magazine kicking about called Futuroo, which is one of these wee magazines that falls out the middle of a Sunday paper with all those gadgets that you can't find in the shops for a good reason. And we are greatly enamoured by that, and we decide that... maybe we should get some of these just to make life a little bit better.
So the gadgets appear on the show.
Everybody gets one.
This is going to be awesome. And of course, it's been a big hit on Netflix. Has that helped a lot as well? Does that open up a wider audience?
Well, it's opened our eyes up, because we had no idea that, for instance, and this is the truth, that people in Vietnam watch it. They do.
Do you get mail from everywhere?
We do. We get mail from Vietnam, which I can't read. But I'm sure
it was actually quite critical. I haven't broken it before yet.
No, I
was a bit soft, and it was a weekending.
Tough country.
It's a tough audience. So what about the stage show? Now, that's obviously going to be completely different. Again, this is a lot of writing for you and Greg.
Yeah, but we're going to need the couch back, obviously, for a loan of that. But no, we're halfway through having written that already. We were away for a couple of weeks, Greg and I, on a holiday, and we just decided to start writing. So we've written half of it. And it's super exciting. But of course, we don't know how many people are going to come this time. So we've only booked, 4 days or something.
Right, to start with.
Tickets on sale tomorrow.
Tickets are on sale tomorrow. Okay, for the Hydro gig. I've got the dates. I'll stick these up on my Facebook page so you know. But it's Saturday and Sunday, the 4th and 5th of February. And then it's the Tuesday, the Wednesday and the Thursday, which is the 7th, 8th and the 9th. And there's another one here, the 11th of February. There's a matinee as well. Is that for the pensioners? Is that for the oldies?
That's news to me. I don't know.
And we're back in the Partick Borough Hall, so it's home from home, so that'll be good.
There will be a little bit of this. What was the pressure like before the show came back, with people coming up to you in the street? Because you know what Glasgow's like, we don't hold back for both of you guys.
I didn't feel like it was pressure. It was all affection. People just willing the show to do well. I mean, we certainly felt that when we did the live show. Because, you know, basically, I mean, I'll say it because Ford won't say it because he's in the middle of it, but Ford and Greg created a new genre. You shouldn't be doing narrative comedy on a stage that size. It was all new. I mean, it was a genuinely new genre. So it was unknown territory. So before we did that first show, I mean, it could have gone either way.
Mm-hmm.
But for anyone that came to see the show, there's a little pre-recorded bit before we went on the stage, and it got such a massive woof, roar, and it's all affection. And basically, that affection, I mean, you don't get it all in one room. You just get it from guys shouting from building sites or guys shouting from white vans, but it's all on yourself. I mean, there's never any negative comments.
No.
So it's quite a rare thing in Glasgow that everyone wants you to do well. So, I mean, I have different pressures. I show up in a beard and say the words. It's Ford and Greg that do the heavy lifting.
Do you know that? Do you know that thing when you go in and Tesco's have already delivered and you open the fridge and go, oh. It's like that times 10,000.
Right.
You know, oh, there's pot pies.
And yeah, because they want it to be good. They want it to be amazing, and they know it is going to be great, so they're on your side right away.
And that coupled with the fact that the doors are locked.
But well, there's about that, and you've got to stay until at least the interval. So with the show, I'm guessing people were just coming up to you constantly over the last 9 years, though, and saying, when are you back, when are you back, when are you back?
Every day of the week. I mean, it was getting to the bit that we were getting quite snappy.
Look you, I warned you.
When are you bringing it back? Or you would get, what I used to get, you go to Brayhead, for instance, and somebody go, oh, there's the fat one.
This is actually true. We knew about the first Hydro show a few months before we could make it public. And I was in a taxi going to the BBC, going over the Squinty Bridge, and the guy says, when are you going to knock those boys' heads together for some new still game, right? And I'm actually looking at the Hydro as he's saying this, and I desperately want to say, I couldn't say anything. And it's been actually the same with the telly show. We knew about the TV show coming back again before a lot of people did know. And some guy got in touch on Twitter and said, I well seen you played the Hydro and you take the money and you're not going to come back on the telly. And I wanted to throttle him, but also say to him, we are coming back on the telly because this is what everyone wants. And it's nice to be able to provide that.
Absolutely. And we can catch
you. You've just got to keep things secret, though. I mean, the fact that we're bringing Tuna Fat next year to the
Hydro. Under wraps just now, right? Nobody mentioned Chewing the Fat there, right? Okay, it's coming back.
This is a pre-record, right?
That's all that is. No one will ever know, Ford. I'll edit that out during the news. It's fine. Listen, thanks so much for coming in. The show's back on air tomorrow. How many episodes in this series?
Six episodes.
And then this is we're back in business after this, aren't we?
I would definitely say so. But, as always, the public decide.
New Year special?
Oh, no, we can't. I mean, please.
Come on.
Tie a brush to my back.
Do you want to see your brother-in-law's 40th as well?
If you could do. You want me to do that? That'd be great. It's like Gary Barlow will play at your wedding. Guys, thanks so much for coming in.
By the way, I will do weddings, just to let you know.
Yeah, I do, man. Don't worry. It's all over the internet. Thanks so much for coming in. Tell Greg was asking for him, and best of luck with your show. I cannot wait, because I'm a huge fan. Loving it.
You're a star.
Thanks, guys. Great to see both Ford and Sanjeev here on Bowie at Breakfast and Clyde One. Take care, guys.
Clyde One, Bowie at Breakfast.